Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing International Day of Victims of Enforced Disappearances, which is commemorated annually on August the 30th. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, has increased health care access for millions of Americans, but it's not clear what the future holds for the program will be under the next president. Neither the Harris nor the Trump campaign has provided details of their vision for this ACA. But voters are watching closely. VOA's Veronica Boundaries Iglesias has the story.
Optician Taja Tove is one of about 25 million Americans who don't have health insurance. She's researching coverage options given the experiences she has had without it.
I might not feel well, and I'll try to say, okay, well, this might not be serious, a cold or something not serious, so I might try to put it off because I know I don't have the insurance to pay for it if I have to go to the hospital.
The Affordable Care Act passed in 2010 under the Obama administration. The health reform law is credited with helping cut by nearly half the number of non-elderly uninsured Americans, according to the health policy organization KFF.
Created some new health insurance markets that had not existed before. And this is where people can come to buy their own insurance and get a federal subsidy to make it more affordable.
As of March, 21 million Americans had health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. Republicans have for years tried to repeal the law. Former Trump advisor and president of the Paragon Health Institute, Brian Blaze, listed some objections.
The ACA restricted choices, increased health care consolidation, which is hospitals buying up physician practices, health care providers merging. And all of that has increased prices and spending, and American health hasn't improved meaningfully.
ACA supporters disagree. The topic is now central to the Harris-Walz Democratic presidential campaign.
He intends to end the Affordable Care Act, to take us back to a time when insurance companies had the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions?
As president, Trump tried and failed to repeal the ACA. He takes a different approach in his current campaign.
I'm going to keep the Affordable Care Act. It stinks. It's not good. If we can do something better, we're going to do something with it. If we can do better, meaning less expensive and better health care for you.
Neither the Harris nor the Trump campaign responded to VOA requests for details on how the nominees plan to improve or strengthen the Affordable Care Act. Former Trump advisor Brian Blaze supports reforming rather than repealing the ACA.
Redirecting a portion of the subsidies away from insurers and towards individuals.
For Carl Hughes, an ACA enrollee, this is personal. He urges the future occupant of the White House to keep patients' best interests in mind when assessing changes.
That their tweaking of it is going to be to improve it, not block it.
Alongside abortion rights and immigration, Hughes, an independent, says he'll prioritize the health care topic when he casts his vote in the November election. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. Beijing is sending reporters to Chinese cities to showcase culture, technology, and tourism. What's missing, analysts say, is an uncensored picture of China and its human rights abuses. Victoria Amunga for VOA News has the story.
Kenyan veteran journalist Zubeida Kananu still thinks about a trip in July that changed her worldview.
The minute you get there, you feel like you're at home, away from home.
Kananu, a news editor and the president of Kenya's Editors Guild, says she was among five senior journalists on a Chinese embassy-sponsored media tour.
It took us through, how media has evolved in China, the new technologies that they're using, the use of AI, the use of ChatGPT in telling their story on a day-to-day basis.
Kananu wrote about Mao Zedong, the founder of Communist China. Her article, published in Kenya's local daily, is one of many stories about China she has in the pipeline. The trip gave Kananu first-hand experience interacting with people in China.
They've embraced Africa in a way that I've never seen. And then they introduce you to their culture through food.
China sees these trips as key cultural exchanges. Chinese embassy spokesperson Leo Pangyu tells VOA. He says media cooperation can not only improve the level of the media itself, but also help deepen the political, economic, social and cultural exchanges and cooperation between countries. China's efforts include sponsoring press tours to China and even sending some journalists to Xinjiang, a region where Western media have accused Beijing of human rights abuses.
China literally wants to, in a very, you know, in this very dark way, take these officials and take these foreign journalists to the exact location where these human atrocities are happening. And basically, in this very censored and policed environment, tell them, look around, there's nothing to be seen here.
China has sought to boost its image abroad by developing an international media network and signing agreements with local outlets from Europe, Latin America and Africa, according to the International Federation of Journalists. In Kenya, Beijing has set up media houses that employ hundreds of local journalists. Chinese broadcasters are aiming to compete with Western outlets with content in local languages, including Swahili.
So now they want to do something different. They want whatever they're investing to be associated with massive information and penetrate to the village level.
While Chinese-funded large infrastructure projects have been visible examples of Beijing's influence on the continent, hosting local journalists from around the world, say experts, is a more subtle soft power approach. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
Thank you, Victoria. Back to our main topic, where we're discussing the United Nations recognized International Day of Victims of Enforced Disappearances, commemorated annually on August the 30th, which is today. Some rights organizations have been sending out messages of solidarity to some families who are still looking for their loved ones who disappeared without a trace in Zimbabwe. Amnesty International Zimbabwe today sent out a message on the X platform to the family of rights activist Itai Dzamara, who disappeared 9 years ago. The message read, quote, Itai Dzamara's family still need answers 9 years after he was forcibly abducted and disappeared. The organization says it is calling on the government of Zimbabwe to set up an independent judge-led commission of inquiry into the circumstances surrounding Dzamara's disappearance, amongst others. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We're also excited to let you know that you can also find some of our stories on our WhatsApp channels on VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. Please follow us as we are still working out modalities to provide all our programs on these channels. So we will be giving you further details in due course. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, and we also have Owen Chari, who is a former abductee himself. Mr. Mabaza, please take us through the United Nations saying that they are commemorating the International Day of Forced Disappearances. What does this mean?
It means it's a day to reinforce the law or the human law, where the governments are actually urged and reminded not to make people disappear from their countries for political reasons or any other reason. Where it helps, and actually the major countries they were looking at here is not necessarily African countries. They were looking at Latin countries where there are so many disappearances in that area. They are again looking at other countries where people just disappear, probably by gangs, criminal gangs, political activists, and several things. It does not really boil on one particular aspect of disappearing. So, yes, the day is a day we commemorate. We remember those families with the misfortunes of not finding where their brothers, mothers, fathers, children are, and we do not know what happened to them, whether they're still alive or not. They don't have a grave to look at and put flowers and remember. And all these things, they point to one aspect to say, as governments, we need to be more human rights oriented than being selfish. But I want to say clearly and in a very straightforward manner, that this is a situation which we don't have in Zimbabwe. We have no disappearances. We don't have
Mr. Mabaza, I will, come back to you, but we've just seen the Amnesty International urging the Zimbabwean government to actually put a commission of inquiry in place to look at what happened to Ntai Zamara, who disappeared 9 years ago. So how can Zimbabwe not be on that list of people that have made people disappear?
It's a different issue. Itai Zamara is never and was never abducted or made to disappear by the government of Zimbabwe. The government of Zimbabwe, they are actually in the process. The police have opened missing persons dockets. They are looking for Itai Zamara, and they will be very grateful to show if he's found. Actually, the surprising thing is, unfortunately, Itai Zamara's brother, the late again, he had come up with photos of Itai Zamara in some places which he was trying to say they are Zimbabwean military camps. But we don't have such camps. We don't have detention camps for civilians in military camps. And therefore, the Itai Zamara issue, it's an issue which is actually troubling the government. The government is doing its best to find out where Itai is. And if they find him, they want him to come and explain, where was he hiding all along and who was hiding him?
Thank you very much. Let me now go over to Owen Chari, who is a Zimbabwean who says he was a victim of, an alleged abduction. Let's hear from him. Hello, Owen. Please come and tell us about your ordeal and the importance of today.
A day like today is a day where our scars are scratched, are fresh, where we are reminded. Like myself, whenever I hear forced disappearances and the word abduction, I develop goosebumps because I am a victim of abduction. I was abducted by the Zimbabwean government. Why do I say so? Because there was a policeman who was in police uniform, and all these people who abducted me, they are welded with not a common gun, a gun that is found within the security structures of Zimbabwe, that is the police, the army, or the prison officers, which is an AK-47. So to me, definitely, I know that I was abducted by the wings or by the arms of the secret forces of Zimbabwe. It's not a hearsay. It's not something that I've heard of, but it's something that happened to me. And I'm so saddened by the brother who said, in Zimbabwe, there's nothing like that. We have a person like Itai Dzamara, even someone who is in primary school, they know that he disappeared. But for someone who is sane and who is level-headed to stand up and say he did not disappear, where is Itai Dzamara today? We don't know. It's not only Itai Dzamara that we can talk of. When we were growing up, we were hearing of Rashiwe, who disappeared those years. You still remember her, marvelous. But people, they talked about it until they were quiet about it. They still want to do the same to Itai Dzamara. They want to talk about him until people forget about him and they stop talking about him. That's why my brother here is saying Itai Dzamara did not disappear. He's hiding somewhere, which is an insane opinion to say something like that. That's disrespecting the Dzamara family. That's disrespecting the children of Itai Dzamara. Even my time, when I said I was abducted, people were saying that's a lie. People were saying that's tomato sauce. But I have scars on me, and it's something that happened. The only problem that we have, ZANU-PF doesn't want to own up. They don't want to say they participate in these things. There is a word that we use that is so common in Zimbabwe. The word they say in Shona, unonyangadika. It means people, they disappear. Kunyangadika means you disappear. So no one will stand up and tell me that people, they don't disappear. You cannot come up with a word and something that doesn't exist. Kunyangadika is common in Zimbabwe, and you can disappear for real if you cross parties of Zimbabwean government.
Thank you there, Mr. Chari. Coming back to you, Vamavaza, murikunzwa vachari vari kuti batorenyi reZANU-PF rinenge rinopindawo munyaya idzi, uyezve vanenge vachida kuti vanhu vangokanganwa kuti pane vamwe vanhu vakanyangadika. Pozoita kunge hapana kumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Munoti
vatara havanzwisise chichiona chavari kutaura. Kunyangadika hakuna kutanga kutaurwa pamusoro pemunhu anenge ashayika. Kunyangadika chinhu chavanoisa muzuva chonyunguduka, kana tisechando nguva yetonhora iya tamunomuka kuseriseni kune chando kana kune dova, kana zuva rakwira rinongonyangadika kungukwira kana risisipo, kana kuti pachindevere kunyamalala. But zvirere kuti izvo that way zvakafomwa after people disappear. Zimbabwe haina history of forced disappearances. Maforced disappearances atakanga tinawo muZimbabwe akanga arimo during the colonial era until 1980, when the Smith regime vaitora vanhu vachingonyangadika, zvakaita vana Dr. Parirenya atwana nhasi kana Gwara watizvi parini. Takatongoremekedza nekupa chipatara zisari kuti Parirenya atwa. Nyaya yaitai Dzamara tagara taitaura kare kuti aiwa, kana pane anoziva kwaari, kana anoziva kuti akatorwa akasungwa nani kana akabatwa nani, enda kumapurisa ari pedyo, vari kutoda kunzwawo nekutsvagawo Itai Dzamara. Itai Dzamara haana kutorwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe. Hongu veAmnesty International vanyorawo kuti tsvagai chibato chinoongorora kuti chii chiri kuitika oro chii chakaitika pana Itai Dzamara. Izvo zvinogamuchirwa nemaoko maviri. Zvinongoreva kuti tiri kuda kutsvaga tione kuti ndiani angadai ana akamuvanza kwaakavigwa, kana kuti ndiani angadai akamuponda. Nekuti musakanganwa kuti vanhu vebato reCCC kana kuti MDC kana mapato anopikisa naivavo vane zvavo zvekurovana. Kune ainzi Ndirai dzikava nekurova vanhu kumabhuku Holland akavatemera misoro, akazobatwawo iye akazongorika akazonekwa akafa. Hatichaziva kuti
akaaza. Musataure zvemugotsi maturo. Let us say things that are factual here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Chari, hold on. Vamavazare gai vachari vapindure vari kuti ivo vari kupokana nezvamataura vachari taurai asi tipasina kunyombana.
Okay. Vamavaza, my brother. Ngatisataure zvekugotswa tsuro pano. Let us be factual when we are presenting these things. You know the dangers of misrepresenting information, especially when you are in a national radio that goes everywhere. You cannot afford to do that. My friend, stop lying to the people of Zimbabwe. You know very well that Tondera Indira was abducted. I come from Mabuku. The morning that Tondera Indira was abducted, people came with unmarked vehicle. So if you want to say it is an ordinary citizen in Zimbabwe, it doesn't have citizens who move around with AK-47. If you can understand that, as long as you see people who are having AK-47, automatically you should know that these people are coming from the army, from the police, from the prison office. In Zimbabwe, if you hold a small gun, in 2 minutes without so long, our police is so effective when they want. By that time, they'll be by your doorstep to say, where did you get the gun? If there's a group of people having AK-47s moving around the streets, abducting people, the police will land on them or the army will land on them unless those people are part of them. So don't say it's something that is coming from civilians. Zimbabwean civilians don't carry big guns. And also, kana munhu, like vaita dzamara, vaitaura nezvematongerwo enyika, vakazotorwa, vachigerwa. Havana kungotorwa kana kunzi vaenda kunorara, then he disappeared from his bedroom. He disappeared from a barber shop where he was getting a haircut. Somebody said, he is a thief, he stole this, in the broad daylight, in the morning. And Tondera Indira was abducted from Mabuku Chizhanje early morning when people were still sleeping around. So you cannot say that these things are coming from civilians or from people who are not known. When the government of Zimbabwe, when the police is so effective to find out about people who were murdered, they will investigate until they get hold of armed robbers, until they get hold of whoever would have committed the crime. The only crime in Zimbabwe which cannot be solved by Zimbabwean police, ZRP, is a crime that has got something to do with politics.
Vachari regai tibva tapa vamavaza muri kunzwa vachari vari kuti ivo nekuti zvakamboitikawo kwavari vane ruzivo rwekuti vanhu vakavatora ava vakanga vasingoriwo vanhuwo nje uyezve vari kuramba kuti zvakaitika kuna vadzamara nevamwe vakadai savanandira panofanira kunge panga paine ruoko rwehurumende kana kuti rwevemauto kana kuti vemapurisa. Imi munoti chii?
Vaziye zvavataura havana kutombotiudza kuti ivo vakabatwa zvaita sei, vakabatirwa papi. Nyaya yavatondera Indira inyaya iri pachena, inyaya yakaita nekuti muMDC nguva iyoyo vairwisana pache zvavo, vari zvipoka nezvipoka. Nyaya yevhaienzi inozivikanwa kuti inotanga kuMDC. Ndo vaitova nechikwata chakatotenwa chaigara chakapoteredza vanhu veCCC. Nyaya ari kutaura nyaya yenhikirikini yavadzamara yekuti vakabatwa vachigerwa. Hakuna neumbo wekuti munhu akamubata aiva munhu wehurumende. The fact yekuti munhu auya akabata
kuti AK-47
hazvirevi kuti kuti iyoyo ndeye hurumende. Kune maarmed robbers ari kurobha AK-47. Maak-47 anotengwa 50 rands kuSouth Africa. Saka atotsi anonotenga futi dzavaita zvavanokwanisa kuita. Saka ukangoonekwa wakabata kuti inenge ine musoja wehurumende, hazvirevi kuti wava musoja wehurumende. Masoja ehurumende kana mapurisa ehurumende haana nguva yekunoabdukta vanhu. Kana machinga asungwa, anotosungwa within 24 hours, anopinzwa mukoti. Kana pakapfurika
debi,
akabatwa achida kuabducta councillor we MDC.
Hello, hello, gentlemen. Gentlemen, batai makadaro. Vachari imbo, mirai makadaro, regei tizokere pamongo wenyaya yedu. Vachari tanzu, kwa vama vasa, vachiti minyasutsa nangurei kuti murukuti makanga mapambu, kwa shaka fambasi.
Right. Inini vama vasa, nyaya yangu, kubva musi wandakaiisa muruzhinji rweZimbabwe haife yakachinja. Ndiyo imwe cheteyo. Handisi kutaura zvekunyeba kana kuti zvekuda kufadza vanhu kana zvekuita misrepresent information to Zimbabweans. I was abducted by the members of people who were part of the government.
Taurai henyu nerurimi rwamai.
Okay. Ini ndakapambwa nevanofungidzirwa kunzi mapurisa nevanofungidzwa kunzi masoja. Mumwe wacho akanga akatopfeka uniform. I know vamavaza patakambozvitaura vakati hanzi uniform dzinobiwa. So zvakaitika ndezvekuti vakaenda pamba vakati kune vana vangu. Vakatora vana vangu vakafona pafoni pangu vakati ukasauya tiri kuenda nevana vako. Vange vandishaya. Vandaenda inini vakanga vane mota yerudzi rweFortuna dzinozikanwa kufamba nevasori. Mufortuna ndo makanga mune munhu akanga apfeka ZRP uniform, riot uniform. Zvandakatoona. Vamavadza zvamukutaura kuti vanopa vanofamba vane pfuti hombe dzakadaro AK-47. Kana dziri mbavha vakatobata pfuti iyoyo vanoenda kunorobha mabhengi. Ende vazhinji vacho vakarobha mabhengi nepfuti idzodzo vakatozoonekwa kunzi mapurisa. Mamwe acho masoja. Zvandikutaura zvirimo mumanyuzi zvinozikanwa. Futi inonzi AK-47 muZimbabwe haiwanikwe nemunhu nje. Mukatodaro munenge muchitonyeba nekusingaperi. Ende futi munhu nje haangoende kunopamba munhu akutaura zvepolitics. Munhu anopamba munhu kuda kuti anyarare, kuda kumuita mazwe, kumunyararidza nekumutyisidzira nekumumbunyikidza. Munhu anoafektwa, anokanganiswa nezviri kuitwa nemunhu iyeye. Sekuti inini ndakange ndiri mubato revanhu veMDC vanotaura nekutsura hurumende pamusoro pekumbunyukidzwa kunoitwa vanhu. Saka munhu anongoda kuti ndinyarare chete, munhu anonzi iwe uri kukanganisa. Who is that munhu iye ndiani? Hurumende yeZimbabwe.
Thank you.
Inotungamirirwa neZANU-PF.
Thank you there, Mr. Chari. Let's just give the last comment from Mr. Mavasa, your last word in brief 30 seconds.
Thank you very much. As we have heard, Chari was saying they were suspected to be government officials, but not government officials. We cannot deal with suspects here. We need people with facts. Chari was faking abduction for his own benefit. He should tell us next time why was it so. Zimbabwean government does not abduct people. It arrests. If you are arrested, you go to court. If you go to court, you will be either remanded in custody or out of custody. That is how the police work in Zimbabwe. They don't abduct people. They don't arrest people.
Thank you.
A reason to be arrested.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chari, your last word on the importance of this day today.
My last word is I was abducted by the arm of security forces of Zimbabwe. From those people, one of them was in ZRP uniform. I did not fake my abduction. I don't want to go there because it happened so many years ago and the truth is known. But I just want to say it is the culture of ZANU-PF to cover up for their ills. If you are abducted, they will say you are lying. Myself, I'm one person who knows the truth, that I did not fake. I did not put myself all these scars that I have. You
Thank
know, Mavila, that I have 90 scars on me. So it's true that I was abducted.
Thank you so much to my guest. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.